Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast, and my name is Morokweda. Always remember that, the one and only Morokweda. How are you guys doing? Good to have you back here. I just want to say before we get into today's business, thank you so much for listening to the last episode of my podcast. You guys, the love that I received was so massive. And I would say that it's like the most love, like, yeah, that I've received so far. And even with the fact that I have not been consistent for quite a while, and, you know, knowing that there are still people who would listen, who would click that link, who would share, you guys are the real MVPs. Thank you so much, guys. I really, really appreciate you guys. In fact, I would say that I cannot do anything without you guys. Thank you so much, guys. God bless you exceedingly. And everything that you also set out to do would be successful. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Anyways, welcome back, guys. It's a new episode. And, you know, I just want to say a few things about, you know, the zodiac signs. You know, basically, I think I'll name this the zodiac signs and behavior. You know, basically embracing personal responsibility. You know, that's basically what we're going to be talking about today. I hope you enjoy it. Please keep on listening and share after. Over the last few years, coming into my adulthood or my adult life, if that's tenable, I have discovered that there's actually a trend amongst adults. Now, this is not, when I was a teenager, this was not a thing. You know, I don't know if it was a thing for, like, I don't know, maybe the rich kids, you know, the ones, the politician children or something, I don't know. But, like, for me, growing up as a teenager, you know, mixing up with my teenage peers and just having a good time as a teenager, this was not a thing. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the madness of the zodiac sign. And I'm not saying the madness as in a zodiac sign. The zodiac sign movement is a bad thing. No. I'm just saying that, you know, it's just become more, you know, alarming and more, you know, I don't know, surprising how adults, you know, use their zodiac signs as excuses for bad behavior. And I've always been taken aback every time I see or hear an adult say, oh, I can't help it. For me now, I was born in, you know, October. I was born on October 13th. So I would say, oh, I'm a Libra. I can't help it. That's how I am. You know, and they just go like that. That's how I am. I'm a Libra. Don't you know what Libras are known for? Don't you know what the attributions that my zodiac signs have and all that? And it just begs the question, like, isn't this funny? It is quite, you know, amusing to me personally, because using your zodiac signs as reasons for your actions which are bad is not a good approach. That's for me, right? And so this, I've actually been seeing this trend so much, so well, and I've been disturbed all this while, and that's why I said, let's talk about this whole thing, right? I think zodiac signs are an astronomy thing, right? They are not scientific or anything. I don't know if there is, but I checked and I did not see any, you know, scientifically proven facts that says that, oh, zodiac signs are, or they have direct influence on people's behaviors or actions. I did not see it anywhere when I checked. And so when people come and when people make excuses and they say, oh, I did that because of my zodiac sign, I'm like, I don't get it. And they come and say, I'm Taurus. Do you know that I'm stubborn? And I'm like, eh, really? You know, and it's just always funny to me. Always, you know, always amusing and surprising, because I'm like, I don't get it. Because you are Leo, then you have to be, and they say, oh, I'm Leo. You are Leo, so you want to be trampling other people. Because you are Leo, you want to be intimidating other people. Then you now say you are confident. No, you are not confident. You are a bully. And that's it. And so it has never made sense to me how people or why people do all of these things, right? And zodiac signs can be fun and intriguing, right? They can give us a glimpse into our traits and tendencies. Personally, I believe, you know, that zodiac signs are a thing, because if you look at it critically, and I'm not saying that everybody should, you know, accept what I believe, but like if you look at it critically, the tendencies that these signs map out for each month, right? You see people that are born in each of these months, you see that they have like traits of the tendencies that are described or ascribed to them as per the zodiac signs, right? But then they're not a free pass to blame our actions on them. Do you understand? Like, for example, I am Libra, right? My tendencies would be I'm diplomatic, I'm charming, I'm social, and I'm sometimes indecisive and all of that. And so because I am Libra, and then I now start, I'm social, I have to be social, and then I start going overboard, and I say, oh, it's because I am Libra and I'm being social. I don't know if you get it. And, you know, I start doing, you understand, like it doesn't make sense. I've actually met somebody, not even just met, somebody has asked me out before. I said, oh, I'm Taurus. And I was like, oh, nice. That makes sense. Whatever. That's not my business anyway. And this guy does something one day. We didn't date. We did not do relationship. But anyways, this guy did something one day. And I was like, oh, why would you move like that? That does not make sense. Like, it does not make sense. Actually, this person put out, like, a post on social media, and what they said was really, really overboard. It was disgusting, to say the least. And I went in his DM to say, excuse me, Mr. Toaster, what you put up is not nice. It doesn't make sense. And also the fact that you're a Christian, you shouldn't be saying. And he goes, I'm Taurus, man, I'm stubborn. And I'm like, eh, no. I was shocked, to say the least. And I was like, oh wow, you are stubborn, and you are Taurus actually, and you have to be stubborn, and you don't see your faults, you don't see that what you've done is bad, and you know, rewrite or redo it, and then you just stick with whatever you've done, and you say, oh, I'm stubborn, I can't. And that just took me aback. And of course I thought my 14 again. You know, I had to make a decision around that. I was like, you know what, we can't see each other, bye bye bye. I can't be with a man that is not teachable, you know. And for real, guys, we are all like chefs in the kitchen of life, right? We have ingredients from our upbringing, our experiences and our choices. And also, especially as adults, you make the rules. Basically, you are the one who makes choices by yourself. I don't want to think that some adults do not have like thought processes, that they don't think about things before they do or say it. But I think everybody should do that. Before you make an action, you think about the action. You think about what the action is going to produce, like the end goal of that action. And the consequences as well, because every action has consequences. So why... just because you are, you know, a particular zodiac sign, you just go crazy. Like, I don't think it makes sense. It does not make sense to me. And I don't think it should make sense to anyone, right? Even if you believe in the zodiac sign thing or not. But then you should not use it as excuses to do things that do not make sense, right? As zodiac signs might be like a dash of flavor, but they don't like dictate our entire recipe as chefs that we are in the kitchen of life, right? So you don't now, because you're one particular zodiac sign. Now take off everything. If there's a negative tendency there, you're taking it and you're absorbing it. No, you should actually try to take the things that I think as human beings and also as adults, we should always try to like sieve out the bad or the negatives every day. Not say, oh, my zodiac sign made me do it. What would your zodiac sign make you bully somebody? For example, you bully somebody and you say, oh, I'm Leo, my zodiac sign is lion, I'm Kimyun, I can do what I like. Eh? Nobody dares question a lion in the jungle. How dare you question me? And you know, it does not make sense to me, right? It does not make sense to me. We should all have like personal responsibility, right? We should imagine a game where everybody could just blame their zodiac signs. It wouldn't be a game, because it's the same in life. You have to take responsibility, and taking responsibility means, you know, it means that you're understanding that your choices affect or influence your actions. And it's not just about what your star sign is. It's about the things that you do that most probably would affect other people as well. So you don't just say, oh, it's my zodiac. No, it's not about zodiac sign. Now, before you do anything, before you see anything, think about it. Like Josh Tufoni would say, think about it. Think about it. Like, what's going to be the end goal? What would you achieve by doing or saying things that you do? Right? So all these excuses of zodiac sign, I beg, let us just keep them somewhere, to be honest, because our society is getting more toxic and more toxic by the day. And we have adults, full-blown grown adults, blaming their actions, their bad actions. Of course, I'm talking about the bad ones. If it's the good ones, you know, please use it. I love it. Let's have it. We need it in our society. But like the bad actions, you know, blame them on your zodiac sign. Like, what made you do it? I'm Leo. I'm sorry that I'm actually focusing on some zodiac signs, maybe because I know much about those ones more. Or, of course, as I said, I had a story with one who was a Taurus, and he had said that whatever that I said, you know. So please let us take responsibility for our actions as human beings. Don't do something weird and now say it's because of my zodiac sign. Mba, it doesn't work that way, right? It does not even work. It's not even something that is acceptable. Even when you think about it, deep it, it no enter, it no make sense, right? It's also the same when people now use their temperaments, as like base to the evil that they do or the bad actions that they take. For example, I'm sanguine. I should not say, oh, because I'm sanguine, I am a blunt person. And I can say whatever I like to anybody. And so I say something that makes somebody want to commit suicide. That is not the right thing to do. That's not right. It does not make any sense in anywhere, right? It doesn't make sense. So let's just like stop all that blaming star sign and my zodiac. No, pick the tendencies that are really good. Use them. You know, try and like tweak them to benefit you in any way that you can. But like the negatives that are part of it, just take it out. You don't need it, right? You don't need it. Being a human being, right, means that we're complex. We're so complex. We have feelings, we have thoughts, we have choices that actually shape who we are. So instead of pointing fingers at our zodiac signs, we can learn and grow from our mistakes. Right, it's not just saying, oh, I did this, it's my zodiac sign that caused it, and you just stay so. No, don't just say, oh, it's my zodiac sign. No, when you make mistakes, and of course, I will give that leverage, because we all make mistakes, right? All human beings, you know, we are not perfect, you know, you can make mistakes, even I make mistakes, you know, but like when you make those mistakes, first. Before you make those mistakes, make sure that you're not making them because your zodiac sign tendencies. Because of your zodiac sign tendencies. And also, after you've made the mistake, do not blame your zodiac sign tendencies. Do not blame that for the mistake that you have made, right? So I think it's better to be like, I messed up, I didn't do this right, but I'm gonna make things right, and you become a better version of yourself, instead of saying, oh, it's my zodiac sign, that's how I am, that's how I'm wired. You hear people say that, that's how I'm wired. I'm like, how are you wired? Now you wire yourself. So like, you know, it just does not make sense. When anybody blames their zodiac signs for their behaviors, their bad behaviors especially, remind them that while zodiac signs are actually fun, they are not excuses. We are in charge of our own choices. We are in charge of what we, you know, especially as an adult, you are in charge. And that's what makes life's adventure so exciting, you know. So let's embrace our uniqueness, take ownership of your actions, don't blame it on a zodiac sign, and create a world where, like, personal growth and responsibility shine brighter than the stars. You know, don't shine stars and then leave your own growth as a person and your own personal responsibility off. No, do not do that. And funny enough, we as people, we're so complex, and not just complex, we are unique, and we are kind of like multifaceted, you know, and our personalities are influenced by a wide range of factors that are way, way beyond the zodiac signs. So it always shocks me when people now, you know, just behave erratically and they say it's my zodiac sign, and I'm like, no, it's not your zodiac sign, it is how you've been groomed growing up. And I think that it's important that as adults we learn and unlearn, and we become better, you know, as people. Don't just say, oh, this is, no, please, I beg you. Because to be honest, day in, day out, our society is becoming really toxic, really uncomfortable. You see people talk, you see people give takes on Twitter, and you're like, what are these people actually human beings? Like, are they really human beings? Do they have like feelings? Do they have emotions like I have? Because what is this? You know, and it just is not right that we continue to grow, and you know, as a people, we continue to forge ahead in bad behavior and toxicity, and we are now saying, no, it's because of something, do you understand? Or you say, I'm cancer, that's why I'm moody. You just intentionally put yourself, and I'm not taking out the fact that people can be moody, but like, you intentionally put yourself in a moody position, and you say, you wake up and say, today I'm not talking to anybody. And it's not that it just came as like your mood changed, no. You just want to show, you just want to, you know, point out the fact that you're cancer. Please, guys, we need to do better as a people. You know, we need to really do better. We need to embrace personal responsibility. We need to take responsibility for our actions and not blame them on zodiac signs. And, you know, we know that we are, as individuals, we are accountable for how we choose to behave, regardless of our zodiac signs, right? If you say you're Leo and you bully somebody and you beat somebody up or something, and the police arrest you and you're jailed or something, and you know, whatever, and will your zodiac sign go to jail for you? That's not possible. You will be the one to take responsibility for your consequences at the eventual run. So it is better that, you know, we start to build our lives, we start to build our character, our behaviors in the right spectrum, and not just say zodiac sign, zodiac sign. So that's basically what I have to say, guys. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Please follow me on Instagram, on Twitter, everywhere. It's _morokweda_, and also please drop a voice message on the Anchor app and tell me what you think about this episode. Thank you very much. Please listen and share. God bless you. Bye.